67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 19th, 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. We'd like to congratulate Jim and Elsie Fells from Brooklyn, Iowa on their 60th wedding anniversary. It took place this past Thursday. Jim and Elsie have been involved with the camp for decades. A wonderful couple, and we wish them the very best. Also, a happy 100th anniversary to the Mount Vernon Lions Club. Great supporters of the camp for years and years, and great members of their community and all of Lions Club. So congratulations to the Mount Vernon Lions Club on their 100th. Lots of camper activities this past week. On Friday, we had the big spring break bash here at the camp. We had hundreds of campers out here from school groups. We had refreshments and food for them. We had the swimming pool going full blast. We had carnival games, dance, karaoke, you name it. Bowling, the arcade was going, arts and crafts, they were making sun catchers. Zipline was going, mini golf, train, laser tag, and a lot more. And of course, a lot of dancing. So campers had a wonderful time. It was great to have them out for this free event. Last Sunday, a group of campers, as part of our travel program, headed to Dubuque, where they witnessed a Cinderella ballet at the Grand Opera House. Prior to the event, they stopped by the charming Back Pocket restaurant, and they all were captivated by the magic of Cinderella performed there at the Grand. Also, we had a group of travel campers that took off this past Thursday for San Diego. They got a huge itinerary visiting a lot of zoos, the ocean, and so much more. And once again, that's part of our travel program. If you have a special needs individual that you think would enjoy our travel program, you can go to campcourageous.org and learn more about it. Last weekend, we also had the preview day here at Camp Courageous. It's an amazing time in which campers and their loved ones can come out to camp and experience what the camper experiences. You get a lot of background on Camp Courageous. Josh and Bethany Hansen wrote on Facebook, "Excuse my photo overload, but we had the best day at Camp Courageous during their family preview day. In all the years Parker has attended, we had never attended this event. I have always had such love and admiration for the camp and the people that run it. But it's so wonderful to see what the campers get to experience every day. It's a beautiful camp with a beautiful staff. The campers are so well cared for and do things that I honestly probably wouldn't attempt. This place is a blessing. If you have it in your heart to donate to a place that truly makes a difference in the lives of others, please consider Camp Courageous." And once again, I appreciate the nice comments from Josh and Bethany Hansen. In addition to the spring break bash this past week, we had students out at Camp Courageous from Lisbon Schools, Turkey Valley, Seton, Iowa City Schools, Prairie Heights, North Scott. This next week, we have Marion homeschoolers coming out, and our overnight program for school groups begin. Next Saturday, we'll be having the 17th annual Hawkeye Spring Tailgate Party. A big thank you to the University of Iowa football players and coaches for making this possible for the campers. So it starts out first thing in the morning, it goes till noon, and the campers have the experience to get autographs from the players and coaches, and also they tour all the facilities, and they have an opportunity to play football against the University of Iowa Hawkeyes. Wonderful event. If you like more information, you can go to campcourageous.org and receive it. Camp Courageous' big omelet breakfast and open house is only a week away. It'll be on the 28th of April. We'll be serving from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Adults are $10. Children are $5. Enjoy oldies music from the East Side Big Band. There'll be laser tag going on, train rides, petting the animals in the zoo, the zip line, the mini golf. A lot of things to do and see. And come out and enjoy a wonderful omelet, sausage, toast, milk, juice, coffee. A great day. Once again, a week from this coming Sunday on the 28th of April. Our good friends at Pizza Ranch here in Monticello will be having a benefit for Camp Courageous on May 4th. It'll be going from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. where half the proceeds will go to Camp Courageous. A big thank you to them for their years of support. And then also right around the corner is Cruising for Camp Courageous, May 19th here at Camp. Hundreds of cars, trucks, motorcycles, you name it, come out here to Camp Courageous on May 19th. It's a Sunday for the big Camp Courageous Cruising. The Manchester Grasso, it's open year-round now. It's located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. It's Camp's largest fundraiser. Over 100 volunteers that work there. There's no paid staff. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Once again, a big thank you to all those people that help out with the Manchester Garage Sale. A reminder that all Camp Courageous facilities are available for rent when the campers are not using them. That goes from anything from the beautiful indoor swimming pool, which is perfect for birthday parties and celebrations, to the Durgan Pavilion that overlooks Lake Todd. We've had a lot of events from weddings to graduation parties has taken place there. We also have the Seal Barn, which is also a beautiful addition to the camp, the lodge, so much more. Come out and see our facilities and think about having your next big event at Camp Courageous. The need of the week is just plain ordinary paper towel. We go through a lot of paper towel at Camp Courageous. And so if you have any paper towel or toilet paper, we try to never have to buy that thanks to our donors. Lastly, Mike O'Donnell from Cedar Rapids passed away. He asked that his memorials go to Camp Courageous. Our sympathy goes out to Mike's family and friends, a wonderful person. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.